30 yards out, I locked in on the five biggest, gluttoniest birds. They had pushed the rest out of the way and were gobbling corn. At 20 yards, I began arming tooth cannons and Barco lasers. By this time, several of the turkey elders heard me coming. They lifted their heads and began clucking. The others stopped their pecking and so forth and pointed in my direction. They knew something was fixing to happen, but they didn't know exactly what. They were growing restless, moving around in that long, awkward trot of theirs. Turkey trot, I suppose you call it. They have long, skinny legs, don't you know? And the legs are hinged backward at the knee. They look pretty silly when they bounce along, like camels or something. And the faster they walk, the sillier they look. 10 yards out, I reached for the firing button and... was that a voice coming from the direction of the house? A human voice? Yes, there it was again.
Hey, don't you dare!
It seemed to be the voice of Sally Mae, who seemed to be standing out on the front porch. Amidst the roar of the wind and my rocket engines, I couldn't hear everything she was saying, but I pretty much knew. She was cheering me on to battle, but also worrying that I might get hurt. Good old Sally Mae, always concerned about the safety of her dogs and children. That's a mother for you. Instead of fretting over the loss of her precious supply of winter corn, she was worried sick about, well, me, you might say. Pretty touching, huh? It almost brought tears to my eyes. Just knowing that she really cared made it all worthwhile. The sacrifice, the danger, the tremendous effort, and yes, the fun. Heck, I'll admit that I was having fun. 5 yards away from point zero, I was ready to scatter some birds. I opened up with full Barco lasers and went smashing and crashing right into the middle of the villains. My goodness, you never saw such flapping or heard such clucking and squawking. I mean, I had scattered more than my share of chickens, but this was my first attempt at plowing through a herd of turkeys. Fellers, if a dog enjoys running through chickens, he will absolutely love bulldozing turkeys. I mean, the noise and the action that turkeys produce are guaranteed to give a ranch dog the biggest thrill of his life. It's like chickens multiplied by 10. It was wonderful. There for a few seconds, I experienced the total thrill of power, I suppose. The pure, raw power of an angry ranch dog administering ranch justice. I loved it, the squawking and flapping. Ho-ho! Feathers flew and so did birds. Feathers and birds flying off in all directions like an explosion of, well, feathers and birds. Hey, I felt so wild and excited about this deal that I zoomed in and grabbed the biggest tom turkey in the bunch, put the old cow dog fang lock on his wing. And the thing you never hear about wild turkeys is that you should never try to grab one. Remember those long, skinny legs? They look pretty funny until they're in your face and bread box. And that's when you realize that wild turkeys are a whole lot tougher and meaner than your average chicken. No comparison. Turkeys stay wild and alive by kicking, gouging, clawing, pecking, and wind thrashing anything foolish enough to take hold of them. In the first 5 seconds, I had the turkey. Over the next 2 minutes, which seemed like 2 hours, he had me. And fellers, I thought I would never get away from that stupid... I gave him a stern dose of ranch justice and hurried back to the house. Actually, I limped back to the house, but at a high rate of speed while throwing barks over my shoulder. It was pretty clear by then that I had chosen to jump the wrong guy. A Green Beret commando with 5 black belts in turkey karate. He wanted Sally Mae's precious corn? Fine. He could be my guest. He could eat all the stupid corn he wanted. canned corn, cream corn, corn on the cob, popcorn. I didn't care what kind of corn he ate. And I hoped he choked on it, too. The dumb bird. I had a claw mark for every piece of corn in the bucket. And bruised ribs. And a gash on the end of my nose. I limped to the yard gate. There, I turned and looked back towards the corn bucket. All the turkeys had fled to the creek. Even the cheating bully who had... Even the bully cheater I had beaten to a pulp. I paused at the yard gate and gave them one last withering barrage of barking. And let that be a lesson to you. Just remember that you're nothing but a bunch of turkeys with skinny legs. Pretty impressive, huh? Yes, sir. I got them told. And then I turned back to the... A long shadow had fallen across the ground in front of me. It bore some resemblance to the form of a, well, of a human, perhaps of the female variety. My keen eyes scanned the shadow from left to right, moving from the top to the bottom, and there I noticed, a pair of Red Roper boots. And these were not shadows, but rather real, actual boots. My eyes moved upward from the boots, following what appeared to be a pair of jeans that might very well have contained legs. My gaze paused at the alleged waist. There I observed a pair of hands that seemed to be jammed upon the waistline in a manner that suggested... Oops. I had seen such hands jammed upon such a waistline before, and those had never been what you would call happy occasions, so to speak. Suddenly, my mouth felt dry. My tail began to sink between my legs, and I noticed that my head was dropping to the angle that expressed, well, sorrow and regret. My deepest and most sincere sorrow and regret. It was only then that I dared to roll my eyes upward, so as to confirm my suspicion that the figure looming above me belonged to... Yikes! What a face! The mouth was as thin and stiff as a nail. The eyes were like two blasts from a blue norther, and they sent shivers tumbling down my spine bone. Oh, boy. It appeared that we had us another, breakdown in communications. I tapped the last 5 inches of my tail on the ground, very slowly. Tap, tap, tap. And I threw my last reserves of energy into gathering up a smile of utter sincerity, as if to say, hey... Sally Mae, how's it going? She didn't speak. Instead, her nostrils flared so much that, all of a sudden, they resembled the head of a rattlesnake. A merciless, diamond-backed rattlesnake that was about to strike. I felt my body sinking to the ground. With luck, I would sink to a depth of about 6 feet and then pull the hole in behind me. This was serious, I could tell. But what had I done? My mind raced back over the events of the past 2 weeks and came up with nothing. Nothing but hard work and the purest of intentions. Sincerity, courtesy, kindness, obedience, reverence. Maybe she had the wrong dog, a simple case of mistaken identity. A terrible silence loomed between us, like a poisonous yellow cloud of sulfurous sulfur. At last, she spoke.
You nincompoop! It's taken me 2 weeks to get those turkeys to come up to feed. Finally, they came out of the brush, and what did you do? You ran right through the middle of them and scared them away!
Yes, but they were eating your...
Do you think we need to be protected from our wildlife? No, you bonehead! We and enjoy watching the wildlife because they're pretty and they're majestic, and I like pretty things and...
She shook her head and rolled her eyes.
You are so dumb, so dumb! I can't believe you do this to me! We buy you dog food and give you a nice home, and this is the thanks we get!
She glared down at me, looked away, muttered something under her breath, and glared down at me again.
Protecting us from the wild turkeys! You! I just... Sometimes I... You're the... Oh!
She stamped her foot and bent down so that her face was only inches away from mine.
Listen, Buster, if you ever chase my turkeys again...
I stopped breathing and waited to hear the next blast of threats. But nothing came. Instead, footsteps. Loud footsteps. Someone was running towards us. Sally Mae tore her gaze away from me, and I seized the opportunity to vanish into the shrubberies beneath her living room window. I thought I was all alone, but imagine my surprise when I saw a grinning face right there beside me. It belonged to Pete. Why, you little pest, you led me right into a trap.
Now, Hanky, don't be bitter. It served you right for running me up a tree.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm fixing to do worse than that, kitty.
Better not, Hanky. If you so much as raise your voice at me, I'll cry and squeal and go limping over to Sally Mae. And you know the rest.
He was smirking and batting his eyes, and I could hardly contain my desire to smash him up like, I don't know what. China in a bull shop, I suppose. Are you trying to threaten me, Pete?
Mm-hmm. Is it working?
Ha! Threats never work on me, kitty, but it just happens that I'm too busy to give you your daily thrashing, so you lucked out.
Whatever works, Hanky.
Having disposed of the cat with my slashing wit, I turned my attention towards the whomever or whatever had made the loud footsteps I had heard. It was Loper. My goose appeared to be cooked.